T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm glad you stopped by KNSS. Do it every Saturday. And, you know, if you forget, if you have the radio.com app, you can anytime throughout the 24-hour period from noon today until noon tomorrow, you can rewind and go back and listen. And, of course, always either through my website, goodlifeguy.com, or through the knssradio.com website, you can not only listen live if you're on the road, but you also have links to about 2.5-3 years worth of Good Life programs that you can binge listen if you're of a mind to do that. I'm glad you joined us, though. Today I'm talking to Angela Garbitz. The book is called Perfectly Golden, Adaptable Recipes for Sweet and Simple Treats. And adaptable means if you're gluten-free, you can do that. If you're dairy-free, you can do that. And if you're vegan, it's in here. But the recipes are also designed to be enjoyed by anyone, and there's several that have butter and sugar and all the fun things that that make pastries cool. Angela, let's talk about things that if you were going to tell somebody who just bought the book and they haven't baked much, what are some of the most important either equipment items they need to have and the basic ingredients they should have in the kitchen?
Sure. So, you know, a lot of people think that they need to invest in a stand mixer. And while that's like a great thing to have, I will tell you that I do not have one in my own home. So any KitchenAid mixer, stand mixer that I've had has ended up at one of my stores. So I am now having a little more time at home in the past couple of months. I have realized that you really don't need it. So you can make any of the recipes from this book and really most recipes in general without a stand mixer. But I would say get yourself some nice mixing bowls or not even, there's a supplies section in the book and you'll see, I don't know if you have looked through that section much yourself, but you'll see that not everything we use at the bakery is super high end. It's all been through the ringer. It's not the most expensive stuff. You really don't have to spend a lot of money. So get some mixing bowls, a whisk, a spatula, and something that I think is really, really great to have are cookie scoops. And I recommend some in the book, different sizes, but get one that's available to you. And it's going to make your life so much easier. You can scoop cookies with a couple of scoop spoons if you want, but one hack that I think really makes things easier at home, get a cookie scoop. You can fill buns with it. If you're like doing a bun that's filled in the center, you can scoop cookies with it. It's great for portioning. And then for basic ingredients, you know, sugar, flour, baking powder, soda, salt. And I really think that there's an ingredients section of this book too. And I kind of lay this out of if you're gluten-free, for instance, and you love to make cookies, and you know that like my family, me, whoever I live with, we love cookies. And I know that I'm going to make those the most. What flour should I get? So I'll tell you which flour. It's actually New Life flour is the one that I recommend. It's a sorghum flour, and they're actually based in Kansas, and they make a really, really awesome product. It's a super soft flour. And so that's what you keep on hand for cookies. So I kind of lay that out for you in the book. But one thing that I think is really important just in general about food is make it accessible for people. I don't ever want to give people a recipe that's going to cost them $50-$60 to get the ingredients for and make one recipe. I wanted to make recipes, and I think that's important to provide recipes for people that are really financially accessible and you don't need a ton of supplies for. So I think you'll find when you look through Perfectly Golden, there's a good roadmap for the supplies you should have on hand, the ingredients to have on hand, and you'll be able to make a lot of recipes with some basic ingredients.
Well, that whole first section, there's just a wealth of information for the experienced baker or not. I mean, there's just all kinds of tips. And I like this one. Use salt in every baked good.
Yes, I think that salt is a game changer. So if you have extra time on your hands and you're like, I don't know, what does this really mean? Make a batch of chocolate chip cookies or any cookie with salt and then make them without. And it's a huge difference. The cookie without chocolate or without salt will taste kind of flat, maybe not have a lot of flavor. And with a good amount of salt, even not a lot of salt, you get a lot of added flavor and it really makes everything tastes better. I'm pretty heavy-handed with salt in baked goods, which you'll see in some of the recipes, and it doesn't make anything salty. It just enhances the flavor that's already there.
Well, it's so cool. I think that the way you laid the book out is neat. The chapters are in good, usable order, and the way I would like to do it, buns and yeasted treats. There's some simple recipes and some not-so-simple recipes in that section. Great section on cookies, snack cakes, tarts, pies, and squares, party cakes, frostings, fillings, and extra, one of my favorite thing. And when you open the table of contents page to the next page, it's that really cool picture with the Good Life neon sign, and it looks like your hands covered in cookie dough and stuff.
I had just kind of destroyed a cake for a photo, and that happened after that. But yeah, we have this great neon sign, pink neon sign in the store that says The Good Life, and that's what we really think about Nebraska, this part of the country. It's The Good Life. I wanted to put that loud and clear at the front of the book.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I hope that there's some book awards in your near future. Certainly.
Thank you very much.
Having this book come out, Angela, now is a great thing. And look, my wife has been, well, she found some finally, but in the beginnings, week three or so, she started baking and ran out of yeast. And finding yeast was like looking for the golden egg, you know.
Yes. And,
boy, your book came out at a great time. I wish you the best of luck. And I'm so glad you took so much time away from the store to be with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Enjoyed talking to you.
Well, it has been fun. And the best part is the publishers allowed me to give away a copy, so I will bid you farewell and open up the phone lines.
Amazing. Great. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Best of luck. Keep on baking, baby. I love it.
Love it. All right.
We'll see you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, kids. Guess what? Perfectly Golden. The book is killer. The pictures are magnificent. And if you like to bake, if you're an experienced baker or you're just getting started, you need a copy of this book and you know how to do it, right? Max, should I tell him once again? 316-869-1330, caller number 5. 316-869-1330, call now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.